circles, the hermetic vision that discoverable principles govern reality, and that transformation follows from aligning with them, continues to inspire approaches to psychology, systems thinking, and personal development. Across cultures and centuries, hermetic thought has endured because it speaks to the perennial human desire to bridge the visible and invisible, to unite science and spirit, and to turn knowledge into transformation. The fusion of Hermes and Thoth, ancient Egypt to the modern West. The figure of Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, emerges from a rich history of religious and philosophical syncretism between the Greek messenger god Hermes and the Egyptian deity Thoth. This fusion came about through cultural and theological integration, showcasing the adaptability of religious traditions. From approximately the 7th to the 4th centuries BCE, Greek traders and mercenaries established communities within the Nile Delta. These Greek settlers, practicing Interpretatio Graecae, the practice of equating foreign deities with familiar ones, recognized significant overlaps between Hermes and Thoth. Both gods presided over writing, magic, and psychopomp, soul-guiding duties. Thus, Greeks began to identify Thoth explicitly as Egyptian Hermes by ancient historians like Herodotus and various papyri from the period. journals.uchicago.edu. Under Ptolemaic rule, 332 to 330 BCE, a concerted effort toward cultural integration intensified. The Egyptian city Kamunu, a major cult center for Tahoti, was renamed Hermopolis Magna, literally, City of Hermes. Bilingual inscriptions and statues from this era explicitly reference the merged deity Hermes Tahoti, epitomized in artifacts such as the marble head housed in the Metropolitan Museum, complete with inscriptions articulating combined worship practices, metmuseum.org, in the vibrant intellectual milieu of Alexandria during the early Roman Empire, 1st through 3rd centuries CE. Hermes Trismegistus crystallized into a legendary figure, embodying both Egyptian and Greek wisdom. Priestly authors crafted texts, notably the Corpus Hermeticum and the enigmatic Emerald Tablet, in which Hermes Trismegistus spoke Greek, but conveyed distinctly Egyptian philosophical teachings. In these texts, Hermes is depicted as both Lord of Logos and scribe of the gods, directly reflecting the combined attributes of Hermes and Tahoti. Environment.com. The 8th to 10th centuries witnessed another wave of Hermes-Tahoti adaptation as Greek scientific and philosophical texts entered the Arabic intellectual world. Hermes Trismegistus was equated with the prophet Idris and revered as a source of alchemical knowledge. Arabic translations of the Emerald Tablet proliferated, embedding Hermes deeply into Islamic alchemical traditions. Medieval Islamic scholars developed elaborate biographies of the three Hermeses, cementing Hermes' multifaceted identity as prophet, philosopher, and astronomer, with the translation of Arabic and Greek Hermetic texts into Latin during the 12th to 17th centuries. Hermes Trismegistus entered European intellectual thought. Marsilio Ficino's 1463 Latin translation of the Corpus Hermeticum elevated Hermes to a sage predating Plato and paralleling Moses. Ficino positioned Hermetic wisdom as Priscathology, an ancient theology reconciling Christian and pre-Christian wisdom, spurring an enduring renaissance of occultism and philosophy. Environme.org. In the 19th and 20th centuries, occult revivals, spiritualist movements, and groups like the Golden Dawn significantly